Speaking of that, we're kind of waiting on the Heat, and I'm guessing the Heat are waiting on Milwaukee right now on this Giannis thing. So I got two thoughts, and I do believe this. And there's a bunch of reports out there. There's like so many reports. You hate saying stuff, and you're probably getting tired of reading them, whether they start with Boston looks like they've got the inside track. No, Miami's still the leader in the clubhouse, you know, and who's going to get Giannis? And then now we got this Jaylen Brown stuff, and will they move Jaylen Brown and get rid of one of their outside shooters for a guy underneath, which they can adjust their coaching, and all these things are out there. I get it, man. But it seems to me Milwaukee hasn't got the offer that they want. They're not happy knowing how good Giannis is, especially when he's healthy and can play 70 games. I'm letting him miss 12. That they haven't gotten the offer they want. And there's another part to this that we don't talk about enough. He's got 1 year left on his contract. So everybody keeps saying, well, there's going to be somebody come in late and make an unbelievable offer to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I go, doesn't matter. If Giannis says no, like, I'll go there because I got 1 year left. They owe me a lot of money. I don't know what his amount of money, last year of his contract. I'll go, but I ain't signing there. I'll just be a complete free. You do whatever you got to do, but I'm not going there. So if he doesn't sign off, and I do believe he signed off on Boston and Miami, and everybody can break it down. Why would he want to come down here? You know, it's just going to be he and Bam. And so he's got a lot more say in this. I know Giannis is a nice guy and doesn't want to upset Milwaukee fans. And by the way, he really has. I give him credit, man. Everything being said about him that just broke here from Turner. What was that, about a month ago now? Where he goes, yeah, man, the guy's never on time. Nobody is. Hey, Doc can say whatever he wants, man. Nobody. Whatever it was, it wasn't a real good situation here. Everybody was doing their own thing. By the way, terrible look for Doc Rivers when you hear that, right? That's Mike McDaniel. It's just a bad look. So, yeah, Giannis got a lot more say about this than, you know, you could throw out all the teams you want, but I'm not going to go. Now, I hope Giannis is using it. We've seen it work. Been a lot of guys who are going exactly where they want to go. We had guys just fight it and go, hey, man, don't do it because I won't even show up. So, this is going to be fun to watch, man. This is going to be fun to watch, see what happens. I don't blame Milwaukee. They're trying to get the best deal possible. I'm not a Milwaukee Bucks fan, but I understand they're going to squeeze everybody for every draft pick and every young guy they can to try to fix that thing because it's a mess in Milwaukee. They tried to patch that thing up and in the name of keeping Giannis happy, and it was a disaster. And, hell, he missed a lot of games, more than half the season he missed. So I'm just really curious to see. And then we got Doc Rivers coming. I got to play this. We got 9 o'clock hour, and Solana's going to join us here in a few minutes. But we don't hear this a lot down here, and I see it really got everybody going this morning. Doc Rivers on a podcast with Simmons, going back and forth. Hey, listen, everybody wants to know what Doc thinks, and he had success with the Celtics. He was with the Milwaukee Bucks. They let him go. But he's aware of everything, and he knows and plays against the Heat and everything else. So I want you to hear what he had to say during the podcast, specifically about Tyler Hero. Here it is.
Risk. Making it worse.
We've seen this happen in the NBA over and over again.
Over and over again.
But I don't understand why he would want to go to Miami's the one I can't figure out unless they have other moves coming that I don't know. Cause it's like, all right, it's him and Bam, but you just traded everybody else. Where are you going?
And you would have traded your closer because Tyler Hero's a closer.
Right.
You know, say what you want about him, but he's a straight up.
So why
closer.
Would I want to go laterally? Yeah. I would just rather stay in Milwaukee at that point.
That's where he's trusting their front office. That they have the ability to add more pieces, you know. Those are the talks we're not in. You know,
after the last two rounds of basketball we watched, like you need like 7-8 dudes.
You need a lot of guys.
It can't just be you and Bam Adebayo, and it can't be you and Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Well, the Celtics still have a lot of players.
No, I know, but
so
I'm just...
there's a much safer thing for him. The only thing from the Celtics' point of view is you are shortening your window, you know, because Giannis is older and Brown is younger.
Well, Giannis is older with more miles on him, too.
But you also maybe, after that window, giving yourself a chance to have another window with Jason Tatum.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it depends on how the front offices look at it.
What would you do if you were Boston?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That was good stuff by Doc Rivers, by the way. Some of the stuff I agreed with Doc, who very familiar. Guy just lost his job with the Milwaukee Bucks. But what do you think about his Tyler Hero closer? I think, look, whatever we think, and I got people, I see the comments coming in, Tyler Hero, get rid of him, and everything else. Tyler Hero averages 20 points a game, 21. He missed a lot of games last year. That was the biggest problem. You come in injured, man, it just seems like it's hard. When you come in injured to the season, how often do you see it in every sport? Guys injured, coming in, can't start the season, not ready to go. Then you got to work your way back, and sometimes working your way back, and then you get injured again. It just seems like, you know, get out of rhythm. Now you're going from 0 to 60, playing games, and all you've been doing is practicing with rehab. Now you're trying to get back, and then you play 30-something games. But Doc Rivers, a big fan of Tyler Hill. He's a closer. No, straight-up closer.
Well, if Doc, you know, is able to weasel his way into another job, I'm sure maybe he can make a play at Tyler Hero. But look, the whole thing with Tyler Hero, it's unfair to rip the guy because I think he's a good player, Joe. Like, he's just not.
Player. No,
he's
is,
not a number one.
Like, nobody's going to not say that he's not a good player.
Oh, like, yes, you will get
somebody
say
tells
that.
Me
he's
sucks or
prone.
Something.
Yeah,
and
you'll get
you
that.
Should take your sports card gets taken away if you say he's bad.
He's a good player. He's not a number one option, and the problem with him is he's a high volume type of player.
The other problem he has, every national game, which we haven't had as many recently, when they have them, somebody says, and once somebody takes him down low, gets the ball, and you hear, and every fan hears it, they're going after Tyler Hero because he can't defend. And I always wonder when I hear that, in fairness to Tyler, and I don't know. I don't know the answer to this, so I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. I mean, I was a shooter myself. But I don't know. Like, there's a lot of guys that are really good scorers that aren't good defensively. They're just it. There is. Now, some teams demand that you try to play. Like, Spo demands that you try to play defense. Right? We saw with Duncan Robinson, one of the reasons he got benched and bench big is because of his defense. Now, Detroit, he goes there, and they're like, just shoot. We just need you to shoot. Just we'll cover for you with everybody. But I don't know, man. I would love to ask UD, you know, speaking of that. And everybody else want an autograph. I'm going, hey, UD, I got one question for you. What? Haven't seen you in years, but what's the defense like for most of the top scorers? Are they good defensively? I think Jaylen Brown works at it pretty good, Woody. What do you think? He gets out and defends guys.
I think he's a great all-around player.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too, man.
I've been pretty clear on
that one. I knew you knew that. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning. I got carried away again on that thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't let Doc get to you, man.
Solana. No, it was bad. I thought his stuff was good. I thought Doc's stuff was good. He had some really good stuff there.
The other guy's not much of a Heat fan.
No, he's like a Boston homer, and all he does is rip us. He's on the Paul Pierce program.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season? Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
It's partly sunny. Winds are out of the east at about 5 miles an hour. It is 90 degrees, and I would expect at some point during the day there'll be a type thunderstorm or whatnot, because that's what time of year it is.
It is 90 degrees?
Yeah.
And the wind is blowing at 6 miles per hour. This guy's good.
Watching the wind blow.
No.
Why not?
Don't.
Why
not?
You sure? Did you want me to blow?
What?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Last night, you had yesterday afternoon, you had the Marlins. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2. They're back at it tonight against the Phillies. And they'll get going at 6:40 tonight. Your first pitch from Citizens Bank Park. That place is a little league park, so you could see a lot of home runs. Fake ballpark. It's for children.
Not like this massive thing we play in down here. Jeez! It's the only place you can hit a ball 400 feet and not hit a home run.
No, you're gonna see some ding-dongs in this series, dude. Stanley Cup Final, the Carolina Hurricanes finish off the Vegas Golden Knights 3-0, and they win in six. So the seasons are over. NBA, the Knicks win it. Stanley Cup, NHL, the Hurricanes, asterisk, they win it, beating the Vegas Golden Knights. Meanwhile, as far as Giannis watch is concerned, there was reports today. Mark Stein said the momentum continues to rest with the Heat when it comes to getting a deal done. Bill Simmons, he says that the Celtics made an offer, and he believes that the Celtics are going to get Antetokounmpo. And then today you had Windhorst saying that Antetokounmpo is focused on getting to Miami. So do with that what you will. But for God's sakes, can we just get it done? Please. One way or another. I'd like to either get Giannis or move on to Ja Morant. That's what I would like to do.
Well, nobody's kicking the tires on Ja Morant. So if you're the Heat, you're doing basically the same thing that, you know, Milwaukee's doing. Milwaukee knows that Heat deal is there. So they're trying to find a better deal. The Heat are looking at it as, well, if we can't get Giannis, well, the Ja Morant deal is always going to be there. Because ain't nobody else talking about Ja Morant other than us down here.
I think that's true. I don't think I haven't heard anybody say they want Ja Morant.
Right, exactly. So you're doing the same thing Bucks are doing with you.
Why doesn't anybody want him?
What?
Why does anybody want him?
Are you serious?
I really want Ja Morant.
Right. This is why we can't have nice things.
What if Ja Morant could be our Jalen Brunson? I mean, way less mature than Jalen Brunson. But what if, you know...
Let's break this down.
Way less durable.
I thought this was like a joke with you. But why do you love Ja Morant? Because he can dunk at a young, at a short height?
I just dig him. I don't know. I dig his vibe.
I think that's what it is. As a young, shiny... You know what it is?
I liked a little bit of having Jimmy Butler. I like having like the bad guy. I kind of like having that guy. And he has a lot of Jimmy qualities that I like. Like of just like.
But do you know that usually ends bad for you guys?
Yeah. Oh, it will end badly. It will
eventually end badly. So you want that?
Yeah, because you got to enjoy the ride while you have the ride. You know? No, I'm not doing a bit.
Dude, like.
What if
do you realize you are the only person in all of America and Canada that are talking about trading for Ja Morant?
Why?
Because nobody wants him. It's not worth the risk.
The only reason I wouldn't want Ja Morant is if I believe we're going to fully invest in Yakachonis, because I'm a Yakachonis guy, right?
No, that's not true.
But
that's not true.
What do you mean?
Because more than anything, you don't want Ja Morant or Giannis. More than anything, you don't want to stay the same.
But Yakachonis isn't going to stay the same.
No.
Yakachonis is something to him. Wait till you see what he does with Lithuania this summer.
Are you serious?
What? I'm just saying I dig Ja Morant's vibe.
Wait a minute. Now, what if you're saying, hold on, Leroy, if he's saying wait till you see what KJ does this summer.
Yeah.
That means you didn't cancel something.
Well, I still have it till August. I think the games are in July. According to the schedule.
This guy is unbelievable, bro.
I have a few more months. Dude, I have a few more months.
You didn't cancel your European subscription?
It doesn't cancel till July. It doesn't cancel till August. Benny Flip says, can't shoot, can't stay healthy, plays with guns.
I'm just saying, yeah.
One-way ticket to China. Dude, let's not send him to China. He's not going to China. All right? very much success early on, all right? Got success a little bit too quickly, all right? Lights were, you know, maybe it was a little too much for him. But now, you know, this could be his safe haven, you know?
Miami!
Dude's Miami relaxing is now.
There ain't nobody in the history of life that has come down to Miami and say, this is my safe haven.
What if in the three-way deal?
Oh, we get, you are I can't.
What?
I,
why?
Stop.
Just have fun with me.
You're going too far.
I'm not going too far. You guys keep saying, is this a bit? It's not a bit.
It's a bit. It's got to be a
it's
bit.
It's not a bit.
You just said the words that nobody in the history of life has said.
Hmm. And you
I'm going to Miami as a safe haven.
Right. Even LeBron James said he would advise anybody to go to Miami at the age of 25, 25 or younger.
He came through chaotic circumstances. You know, they were like a rock band. I don't think Ja coming to Miami is the same as the Heatles. You know, LeBron, biggest thing in the sport. It's not the same. He'll have a little bit more peace down here. All
right? What peace?
What we can take peace do you find here? Is my
thank
question.
You. I find lots of peace.
There's no peace down here.
That's not true. It's still okay. Lovely. I mean, like this past weekend in Coral Gables, what a time. Now, I will say, hey. You guys gave me a parking ticket I did not deserve. I reloaded. And who gives a $36 parking ticket? Just charge it. That's what valet cost.
That sounds like peace right there.
Can I just tell you? Without trying, you sound absolutely ridiculous.
How so? What if we could get...
I'm sorry.
And
I still can't get over to safe haven in Miami.
What if we could flip it?
Nobody escapes to Miami. What if you go, I'm going to Miami. I'm about to be about it.
We got Giannis. All right, Jokic is going to stay here. All right, he'll play next to Ja. Right.
So you're ready to let Pella go?
Perhaps. I may have to let Pella go. Because we're going to get Giannis. All right, Jokic is going to be here with Ja because we're going to flip Tyler to a third team. We're going to flip him to Memphis. And so we get Ja in that deal, too. We're going to use our trade exception. And so we're going to have Ja.
Wait.
Jokic Onus.
Can I?
Bobby Portis.
Can I throw something out there? Can I throw something out there?
What?
I love the way he has dismissed certain players in his life.
Like who?
Uh-huh.
Right? And just assume that somebody else going to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Why on earth, after dealing with broke down Ja Morant,
mm-hmm.
would they say, ooh, let me sign up for Tyler Hero?
Tell you why. Expiring deal, so they get off the Morant contract, and Memphis loves a white boy shooter. Shout out to Mike Miller.
Other than Mike Miller, who else?
That's it. That's a list.
Minus one.
They have one of the Spencers.
That's
they
love
one,
right
do
there.
Do you understand?
They have one of the Spencers.
Dude, can you understand why?
I don't remember if it's Pat or Cam. One. They have one of the Spencer brothers.
Do you understand why at periods of our relationship we have problems?
You're denying that Memphis loves a white boy shooter?
No. Well, first of all, I'm still trying to get over you of all people who used to carry kegs down the streets of South Florida
mm-hmm.
is saying somebody's using Miami as a safe haven.
It is a safe haven. I was very safe.
Have you ever seen Cocaine Cowboys?
Different time, different era.
No, really?
Yeah, this place lost its fastball.
No, it didn't.
A little bit.
Are you mad?
Are you mad?
He's not going to get crazy
dude,
here.
Once a year, we have people hugging trees on
all
the beach.
All he needs is...
What are you talking about?
He just needs an ocean and an aquarium. I'm telling you, John Morant's
right. Not the beach. Literally down the street.
Literally, he's going to be around Astron. The boy has problems being around Astron.
Isn't that Zion?
No.
No, that's him too. Remember Colorado?
I mean, you know, but... It didn't seem like he was very focused on Astron. He brought the guns into the club.
Exactly. You want to bring somebody down here who's bringing guns to Astron clubs?
UD will have a talk with him.
Yeah, that'll work. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever had a talk with Ja. You know what?
Not UD.
The last talk they had with him, you know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
He threw a hand grenade instead of doing handgun.
He was a young kid. Young millionaire.
Dude.
He's more mature now.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said about Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, he's more mature now.
Yeah. Dude.
All right, let me ask you this.
Can you just stop confusing what you want with what makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're saying makes no sense whatsoever.
No, I know what happened.
What?
Here's what happened, Leroy. He loves the Miami Heat. I think he might be his favorite team other than the Marlins.
I get that.
Right?
I understand that.
He sees his rivals winning, or have recently won.
Uh-huh.
And not only have they won, but they're making the right smart moves that usually was the Miami Heat calling card.
Yeah, so why would he be suggesting dumb moves?
Because he wants something. He needs something. Remember, the man is on hopium. Yeah, so right now he's been going through withdrawals.
Hey,
he's going through withdrawals, so right now he just wants any type of hit right now. So a Giannis would be like a big hit. Might be like a line of yay for him. It would be something for him to talk about and get happy and excited for the Miami Heat.
But
I might be more excited about Ja, though.
Look, I swear. Right now.
No bit.
You on that crack opium. You don't know what it's with.
I don't know him.
You don't know what it's mixed with.
I think that.
And it's got him crazy, right? It got him seeing a spot. He's shaking, tweaking over here.
I just feel
because
like.
Because he said, I take that job. When you got that job.
I've been feeling
you got that job.
Hold on. That's
that instead of that job. You got that job.
Hold on. I've been talking about Ja forever. I'm not treating Ja like crack.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Dude, first of all, you. Like right now, somebody got Johnny. Nobody else won. Everybody else has said, listen, if you go down to South Beach, there's going to be a guy that's selling that jaw. Hey,
we can
that jaw ain't no good. That jaw is cut up with something.
We can
fix I seen people just shaking and stuff like
we
that.
Tell me you're giving up some laced up jaw.
We can fix jaw.
Really?
I'm telling you, dude. Safe haven.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you this? Mm-hmm. It would cost you more money to get those contaminants out of your crack. Out of your jaw.
Oh, man.
Than it would be just to go get somebody else.
No.
Yes.
That jaw got laxatives.
Yeah.
You need somebody who's got that it quality.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you.
Dude. Wait. And here's what I can't figure out, Vlad. This is what gets me more than anything.
Sexy Sauce says Captain Save a Ja.
Here's the problem. Vlad, this man just got on me for eating old crackers.
Mm-hmm.
That was disgusting.
Wait, but I ain't even. A cracker is. That's nothing compared to what you're doing.
I think you're.
That is nothing compared to what you're doing.
I think you're being very harsh on Ja Morant.
Well,
dude, you literally are in the refrigerator eating cheese with the blue stuff on it.
We got excited for Norman Powell for like 3 weeks, dude. You're telling me Ja Morant wouldn't revolutionize the buzz down here?
No, because you know what? Give him the same locker room as Tyler Hero because he's going to spend most of his time in some kind of rehab.
Now, so what do we have to lose? So if you keep Tyler here, he's going to be hurt. So get Ja Morant. We got somebody, you know, new.
Wow. Trevor just said you're acting like 2000 and early 2010 Knicks fans.
I don't think I am.
Really?
I don't think I am.
You are settling.
I'm not settling.
Ja is settling.
How's that settling?
You are settling.
Because you're getting rid of your say you would accept the guy you're trying to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Ja and Tyler? Tyler is better than Ja.
No. No, he's not.
Ja is more athletic. Tyler is a better scorer.
That's a good question.
Tyler is a better scorer than Ja.
He's a better shooter. He's never led a team as the one option.
No, that's
to
not,
those heights. He hasn't.
You misunderstand.
No, I'm not.
Sometimes.
What have you done?
Sometimes because you're the best player.
One's a six
you
man.
You just
one's a star.
End up doing that.
One's a six man. One's a star.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and here's how this works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna explain to y'all how this works. He wants Ja, so that's what he's gonna say, right? But Tyler's a better scorer.
He's a better shooter.
You think so?
I mean, I'm not disputing. He is a better shooter.
Okay, so that means that if he's a better shooter. And Ja can't get to the rim because he's always hurt.
He always gets there. He's one of the best rim pressure players.
Not lately, dude. You haven't been paying attention.
Last year. You can't count last year when he's got no joy and he's got a Finnish coach. All right? Who from Finland coaches basketball? Mm-hmm. If it was coaching the Panthers, that's one thing.
Right. Ja, Ja has a higher ceiling. Ja can't shoot.
So what?
So what?
Hey,
you know who can shoot? Yakachon's going to be right next to him in the backcourt, baby. He could shoot you.
You do realize.
That'd be a small backcourt.
Yakachon's 6'5".
No.
Still a small backcourt.
You know what you did? You got rid of one Olay twin for another one.
We're gonna have Bam.
It's called
Giannis.
You know what they're gonna open up a restaurant.
Wiggins.
Getting Giannis and Ja?
Yeah, I'm getting them both.
You know what having Ja would be? Ja, and that means you're gonna keep what's the name?
Davion?
No.
Wiggy's getting let go.
No, not Wiggy. Norm.
Hmm?
Norm's gonna be gone or Norm's staying?
No, Norm goes in this scenario.
Okay, because I was getting ready to say.
No, Norm goes.
You got
in this
a new set of Olay twins and Olay in the Hood. That's going to be the name of the restaurant.
Olay in the Hood. With Ja?
With Ja and Norm. Right? Neither one of them play licking defense, except.
I mean, like, first of all, I think you're being a little silly here because.
No, I'm not!
You are.
No, I'm not!
You are. This is why it's no fun having a conversation.
Why are you? I'm never going to make the assumption that somebody's going to play.
You're only talking about, first of all, they haven't had a real point guard who could get their bigs the basketball. So let's look at it in the two scenarios. You either have Giannis, okay, or you don't. Let's say you keep Kalel.
Okay.
You need somebody to get Kalel the damn basketball, put that rim pressure, a guy who can get his bigs the basketball. Ja Morant can do all that stuff.
Ja's trying to get paid, though.
Okay, come prove that you can get paid.
No,
what's
nobody.
The deal? He's not a free agent.
Hey,
he's not a free agent after this year.
Who gonna get maxed out for
he's
being
not a
cis
free
guy.
Agent after this year? You can't just throw things out there. He's not a free agent.
He's already one more year.
He's got a year after this year.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So come prove that you can get paid.
Mm-hmm. Prove to me you can be healthy. Been a while.
Okay. And who is the durable person that we're getting rid of that is the deterrent of this?
No, but I'm saying
please
that
tell me.
You're not scarred enough to where you're going to get rid of one guy who never played and you're going to get another guy and say, ooh, I hope he can
Jimmy
play more.
Jimmy had tons of injuries. Huh? Jimmy had a lot of injuries coming into the Heat.
Okay. So, in other words, you don't know, but you just want to take that chance.
I am up for the Heat taking chances. Yes, I think I've been very clear about that.
But like,
you know, Giannis hasn't made it through a season.
But
in the last four.
I'd be more willing to take a chance with him.
Why?
Than take a chance with another little guy who's always hurt.
Okay, so little hurt bad, little big hurt not bad. I don't understand. What's your line of demarcation there? Seems like you're being a little wishy-washy.
Ja's got a whole bunch of stuff going on that you're willing to just
not
overlook.
Down in the safe haven, dude.
Huh?
Not in the safe haven.
Wait, you're calling Astron a safe haven?
Sometimes.
No, never!
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
You found the wrong ass.
Dude.
I don't even know if I should give you a point of mine is that. That's like, that was confusing. Like, I don't even know what to do.
Like
that might be the name of the hour.
You're trying so
gotta find
hard.
A new ass.
Wait. he's trying so hard to make the
I'm not trying
work.
Hard. I think you're trying. Here. You're trying to throw every dagger at my argument.
No, yeah, here's the main dagger. Nobody else wants him in the whole entire league.
All right, so what?
Why is that?
Because they're cowards.
Or they know something.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
Don't you think they're cowards?
We're going to get up for the cheapskies, dude.
Oh, my God. You and this cheapskies thing.
But we are. We're going to get up for the cheapskies.
Here, by the way.
Low risk, high reward.
There's a reason why he's on the cheapski.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I understand. Right. Guess what? There's not the perfect player. If Anthony Edwards was available, Leroy, we'd be having a different conversation, wouldn't we? He's not.
Oh, if Anthony Edwards were available, you wouldn't care about anybody else but him.
Yeah, if that was on the table, but it's not. Guess what? You don't have that on the table.
Okay.
If Spider was on the table, we'd have a different guy. It's not. He loves Cleveland for whatever reason. That's not on the table right now.
Right.
If Joker was on the table, he's not. You know why? He's with Horse. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, I'm giving you a play because, there aren't perfect options out there. There's not. So you're going to have to play ball a little bit, and you don't. You want to be with your Snuggie. You want to take no risk.
I'm okay with taking a risk, but that's too much of a risk.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why is it a risk?
Because if you told me everybody gets hurt, I would say, all right, okay, we'll take a stab at it. But what about all the other stuff?
When's the last time you had a gun problem? 3 years ago? It's a president ago.
So what's with the grenade? He has an artillery problem.
That was a great celebration. Objectively, it's a cool celebration. Come on.
Okay.
That was funny.
It's not good for the kids.
But funny's funny.
All right.
You're so bad. You're so bad. You're worse than you're selling yourself.
I'm not selling
you
myself.
You are selling yourself. Tobin, have some respect for yourself. Stop selling yourself.
Meep, meep.
NBA draft is less than a week away.
Yep.
Literally less than a week away. If Giannis is not part of the Heat by Tuesday night, which is when the draft is there going to be panic amongst Heat fans? If he's still a member of the Bucks on draft night, will there be panic?
On draft night following the draft?
Yep.
The first round?
Following pick 13.
Yes. Sound the panic alarms and start buying your Trae Young jerseys, I guess.
Because at that point, you would say to yourself, what? The Bucks know what Miami's offering, and it's just not enough for them to move the needle.
The biggest addition from the Heat's offer at the deadline to now is the Bucks' availability to have an extra lottery pick. If they didn't like that at the deadline and they weren't willing to pull the trigger on that trade at the deadline, and an extra first-round pick in the lottery isn't enough to get the deal done, then the Heat are going to have to find a third, maybe a fourth team to help facilitate more draft capital. And that's just not a position you want to be in if you're the Miami Heat or a Heat fan who desperately wants Giannis Antetokounmpo here.
Well, we will obviously monitor the situation as I'm imagining the Heat are. I don't know if the Heat have a great feel on, yeah, it's going to happen. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it's going to happen. I don't know if they're sitting there on pins and needles every day and scouring Twitter and trying to see what the latest is. Like, I don't know what everyone's frame of mind is regarding this, and I would love to obviously be a fly on the wall. I don't know if there is a deal in place with the Bucks, and they've agreed that they're not going to talk about it until draft day. Who knows? I don't know. So it's really I could be talked into just about anything, that there is a handshake deal, wink, wink, it's done. Or maybe there's, you know, you sell a house, you buy a house, you can do it with a contingency. So maybe there is one contingency from Milwaukee. Hey, we have a deal unless we're able to obtain Jaylen Brown. And if you're okay with the terms of that, and Miami doesn't, like, I mean, they could say, well, no, we're not okay with that, and then the Bucks would have to make a decision. But, I mean, there could be a contingency. Hey, we're in agreement with what you're offering. We're just waiting to see if Jaylen Brown is available. And if that's the case, that's the only way that we would consider doing a deal with someone else. I just, I don't know. I don't know where anybody stands on this.
I've been pretty consistent that to me, the Bucks, it does not benefit them to agree to a deal in principle, right, prior to the day of the NBA draft, because you don't know if a team's going to get desperate. You don't know if a GM, like a Celtics general manager and Bradley Stevens or whoever, is going to perhaps get antsy and want to make that move that morning and try to top the Heat's offer. By the way, I also think there's ways Miami, I was reading, for example, Detroit. There's been rumors and reports that Detroit would like a player like Tyler Hero, add another scoring dynamic to their offense. And maybe the Bucks aren't too keen on taking on Tyler Hero because they know he's going to want an extension. So despite the hometown tie-in and despite this idea that Tyler and Khalil Ware are the two main trade pieces, Milwaukee might be saying, no, we just want young players, draft capital. If you can find another team to help facilitate and take on Tyler Hero, maybe the Pistons say, hey, we've got the 20th, 21st pick in the draft. We'd rather parlay that into Tyler Hero, and the Heat would then, Hawk, have another first-round pick that they can send to Milwaukee. So there are, you know, a lot of fascinating ways that this can go down. Who knows what other team might be interested in Tyler Hero or Khalil Ware or anybody on the Heat's roster. And maybe that's what the Bucks are waiting for. The Heat offer in itself might get better as we approach the day of the draft, which is next Tuesday. So I'm just saying, I don't think the Bucks have any hurry right now until Tuesday, because you just don't know. You don't know what other team could ultimately boost their offer. So that's why I'm not nervous. Like, this to me was always going to go down to the day of the draft.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if the Pistons have Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, I got to become a huge Pistons fan. I mean, what are we even doing then?
You're buying a Pistons jersey?
I mean, I'm going to have to.
You've always loved the D, so it makes sense.
And, of course, the Heat are just waiting to see if the Giannis Antetokounmpo trade is going to happen. And if not, what's the backup plan? Now I hear people saying this Boston's all you guys making stuff up. There's nothing to it. We're keeping Jaylen Brown. What are we, stupid? We're not getting rid of him. So we'll just see. I don't believe anything anybody's saying. I just know Milwaukee's trying to get the best possible and the most for this guy before they lose him here sometime soon. They want to get as much as they can. Draft capital, young players, somebody to...
If he went to Boston, it would be disastrous.
It would be bad. I would agree.
Really, really bad.
I would agree.
Especially if they're able to keep Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they keep all three, but if they...
There's a way, apparently. I don't know.
If Jaylen Brown ends up going somewhere else, though, and it's not here, you're right.
Yeah, you end up with Trae Young or something.
Ugh. No. Trae Young, you don't go, wow, we lost all those guys, but we got Trae Young.
That's one of those, like, consolation prizes we were talking about on Monday with Anthony. Like, you can't. You're going to have to wait another year.
I've seen the really good Trae Young. I don't know if you remember early in his career, and then the guy that.
Yeah, I know.
When he's cold.
He was like Steph Curry light or whatever, right? And he was shooting all over the place.
Yeah, but we should never mention Trae Young and Steph Curry in the same VIP room again when they talk about. We should leave
they
that one alone.
They both were shooting from half court in college.
Yeah, right. Right, but that's about all they had in common was where they were shooting them from, not who was making them. And everything else.
You never know, man. Maybe he's got a second leg in him. Who knows?
All I know is Atlanta got rid of him. They traded him to Washington.
Washington is disaster.
I thought he was really big on that's where he wanted to go. Like he wanted to go to Washington. I guess he goes, well, I'm not going to play any that much this year anyway. Let me just go to Washington. I got a good friend there to hang out with or something.
Remember, Steph got off to a slow start in his career too. Remember, he had the ankle issues.
He did. He was injured.
So maybe
a lot.
Trae Young comes here and he turns into the next Steph. Who knows? But I would stay away.
Would you get a consolation prize? Kawhi doesn't do anything for you guys?
No.
He'd be great for about the 10 games he would play.
He played 65 games last year.
He will tease you now.
He averaged 28 points last year.
He has some big games. He does. He has some great games. But those whatever's going on with those tender knees is not going away.
If he could stay healthy, he's one of the best players.
I know, but he doesn't.
Stay away, and you got to play another year with these guys. You play another year, so be it.
You won.
I think if they Kawhi can't Leonard? Land Jaylen Brown or Giannis, I think Kawhi would be a nice consolation prize. I think it'd be fun.
Kawhi can hit in the playoffs. Would go for 36 and hit the jumper to win the game, and then can't play the next game because his. His knees are bad.
He played more games than Tyler Hero last year. He played more games than Giannis.
No, both those guys. You're talking about two guys who are in the 30s. Leave that. That's a bad one to those two. Let's leave that alone. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard. I'll tell you what, Kawhi Leonard, years ago now, would have, he was right up there. But I don't know. I'm going to pass on Kawhi.
I think he's still got something in the tank.
Yeah. What do you think? Because he's playing with the Heat, he'll go, hey, don't worry about it. Does he play back-to-back? Is he on that back-to-back? We got a handful of guys on I can't play back-to-back games.
He played 65 games last year.
That's pretty good.
For the NBA today, that's pretty good.
You start talking about missing, 17 games? Is that math right on that? That's not bad. All I know is guys got bad knees. They don't get healthy late in your career. And Kawhi's not exactly 25 years old anymore either. He's had a hell of a career, man. Don't get me wrong. He's had a hell of a career. But the Clippers, he hadn't been able to do anything with that Clippers team.
So you're saying you'd rather run it back with the same group than if you can't land Giannis and Brown, then try and get Kawhi?
No, no, no. I agree with kind of what you're saying. When he plays, he is your best offensive player, yes.
If the Heat were to get him tomorrow, he would be the best player on the team. You could argue Bam, but 1A, 1B.
And the other thing is, how much you give? Like, this is a Trae Young thing, too. Like, all right, so I wouldn't mind Trae Young at the right price. How much are you going to pay Trae Young? You going to give him a long-term contract? You going to give him $40 million a year? $30 million? I'm not. And by the way, you throw 10 in their face, and it's like you're throwing out minimum wage. It's like, that's a shot. Ken, I'm not taking that.
I don't think he'd sign for anything less than like the max, though.
Trae Young?
Yeah.
Who's going to give him that? I know not too many years ago he averaged 27, 28, 29 points a game. He did.
I think Washington's going to pay him. He's going to stay there.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
I saw he opted out, but I saw like he's still – the Washington Wizards are still the front runner.
Yeah, he wants to be there. He wants to make sure he gets all his shots because I don't know. They're ever going to be good.
Well, if they still have Anthony Davis, that's
you think he wants to stay there? He goes, if I'm going to get injured, I'm getting injured on a better damn team than this one. Glass is not going to play there. He's going to try to get out of there, isn't he, Glass?
One would think, but if they don't, if they still have Trae Young and Anthony Davis, that's a fun team in the Eastern Conference.
Well, listen, we've got that going on. Congratulations to the Colombians out there, man. We got a lot of Colombians. One of my partners I play tennis with is a proud Colombian. And so they get a 3-1 win. They look great. I don't know. Nobody's got them winning this whole thing. Nobody's got them as one of those favorites. And by the way, England did look good yesterday. Harry Kane looked real good as still one of the best players in the world. We got a lot of stars, man. A lot of stars. Last couple of days have played well for their teams. Really, really well. We got a lot more to get to here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. And we got the big party tomorrow. Again, if you're around this area and looking to come by and grab something to eat or grab a cold beer, man. We'd love to have you come on by and see everybody. Looks like everybody will be here from the station. UD will be here for a little while. How long are we committing UD to? Get UD to?
You're asking me?
I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway.
I love when you ask me these questions.
I know.
Like, I know the answer.
No, it's not fair to you. It's truly, truly not fair to you.
2 hours, Joe.
2 hours.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, we are on Giannis watch. A lot of nothing really new, to be honest with you. I mean, like yesterday, the national media got a little crazy. Mike Wilbon ripped Giannis to shreds. He was he's basically saying, Giannis, you're not the guy, though. You're not the guy anymore. This was Mike Wilbon on PTI yesterday.
This is interesting to me because I don't believe in Giannis anymore. Giannis is a rumor. Giannis hadn't done jack in the months that matter, which would be May and June, since 2021. 5 years is forever in professional sports. Mm-hmm. Giannis is a multiple-time MVP, a great player, a Hall of Famer, and as you said, a champion. He was that. Yeah. I ain't seen evidence of it. Sorry. A league can now, particularly the NBA, it can pass you by. And with a ton of wings who are 6'9", 6'10", sort of size, DeBanza and Caleb Wilson and those kids coming in the league, Giannis can look obsolete fairly quickly if he can't get his butt out there and contribute heavily, massively in May, June. And I don't know that. I would not rearrange my franchise for Giannis. Tyler Hero leads his team in scoring. He's an all-star. Yeah. I know he's had some injury issues at times, but he plays more than Giannis lately, and he doesn't seem to be the diva that Giannis is.
Whoa.
So if it sounds like I'm piling on Giannis, yeah, a little bit for a guy as a player I used to love. I love him less now because I ain't seen nothing lately. I don't know that I'd want to give up Jaylen Brown for him because Tatum has to show me that he is truly, completely healthy, and we don't know that just yet.
Yeah, that was Mike Wilbon on PTI yesterday.
I have this conversation with you a lot about a lot of players. And you don't necessarily believe it. Right? Like, you start looking at, okay, well, this guy hasn't been healthy or this guy hasn't did that. Once you get a certain age, it don't go back the other way. Right? It's kind of like what the team does that brings you in is try to manage that.
Yeah, I think the thing with Giannis that I'm always going to be – that I'm going to always defer to, though, is, I mean, the dude's a monster. You know, I'll hear that argument with Ja, even though I still want Ja. Like, I can get a small guy breaking down, lose your athleticism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a problem when you're getting in a sport bigger and bigger. Like, Giannis is always going to be
– Giannis.
He's still gonna be a monster. I think it's too much. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve some. Hey, can you do something lately? Like, I think those are fair.
If you didn't like the guy, or really want the guy, we'd be having a different conversation because there's guys that you've said, what have you done there?
Right that Giannis has been a diva. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
He hasn't done anything since 2021.
Giannis.
And we've had this conversation. Me and Vlad have this conversation with Aaron Rodgers. You right?
Yeah, but
a long time ago, man.
Yeah, but here's what I would say. How many times do you look at Giannis's team and you would have said that they were going to be the favorite since they've won the championship?
A lot, because he's been
right.
Because they've always said he's the best player in the conference.
You know what's crazy?
Just because you're the best player in the conference, though, doesn't mean anything.
I know.
You know, Luka, when Milwaukee's
Luka Doncic could be the best player in the Western Conference, and his team is always flawed. Like, his teams lost to Jimmy Butler, because you can say whatever you want. Jimmy Butler was one of the best players in the East when it comes to the playoffs. Every single year he went up against him, he beat him twice. The Boston Celtics were always the bar none favorite, usually during Giannis's era.
You know what's crazy, though? Milwaukee took a downfall when they got rid of Drew.
Drew Holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because...
It's because Jimmy Butler took his lunch money.
He did take his lunch
money. Like
he took his soul.
Right. He took his soul.
But they got rid of him, mm-hmm. and that whole team had to kind of allocate, you know, who does what. And that's when it started going sideways.
I just think it's getting – I think we take for granted how hard it is. Like, look right now. We're in the last – what are we on?
8 years.
8 year run, no repeats.
Right.
But that's because the league changed the rules. The league got – owners love something until they're not – they realize that they can't win.
Mm-hmm.
So then they start bitching and complaining about it. Nope, everybody had no problem with the big three signing three free agents and big names. Then all of a sudden,
who wasn't even the first? Boston was the first one to do it.
But what I'm saying is, after that, they saw every other team try to copy that model, and it didn't work for them. So now they put these aprons, they put roadblocks in a way of you having that sort of team for you to be dominant. So that's why we've seen, over the last 8 years, a different champion.
Well, look, I give the Bucks credit for trying, Vlad. Like, they tried the Damian Lillard thing. Like, they went with the Drew Holiday because Drew Holiday got smoked. So they kind of did what Boston, because Boston went against Miami. They traded Marcus Smart, and they got Drew Holiday, and it worked out for them while the Bucks went and got Dame. But he got Terry Rozier.
Right. I would say this.
Neither here nor there. My point is, they tried last year with the Turner thing. They're like, oh, we tried. Like, I do think that just because Giannis has flaws, has he been a diva? Yes. Has he got some durability concerns? Not major ones, but yes, there's been wear down by the end of it for him. But are we really going to sit here and say he's not a top four player in the conference? Like,
in the league?
In the league, yeah.
Right. Like, no, there's listen, there's a lot. Let's just do it this way. Does he make your team substantially better? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, but what I'm saying, all the other stuff that we're saying that is accurate about Giannis, right? The most important thing is he makes your team better.
Yeah.
And you deal with that as it comes. But the problem is nowadays, stars do certain things. Right? And if you don't have complementary pieces around them, then they can't be the stars that they are. And that's what happened in Milwaukee.
And you may just get it all clicking once. With like one right. of the things that the Knicks had, like the Knicks got to get through a series. They got through it with health. Health is a huge
right.
thing.
Right.
Years where it doesn't happen. Look how lucky the Celtics got the year they won the title. They got to take away damaged goods every single round.
We call that the Patriots
yeah,
run. Like the just, Patriots run last year.
And so like if you
they played against every broke team in the league.
If you're is Joker, are we gonna look at Joker in two more years and be like, yeah, he's not the same guy? It's like, well, he got one good year of Jamal Murray hitting every shot and Aaron Gordon's hamstrings held up.
Right.
Like, you know, and you got to pay these guys a ton of dough. You're not just going to tell.
I think
you're not going to just tell them to kick rocks.
If you want to know what's killing these teams being able to continue to compete, max contracts. Everybody shouldn't get a max contract, but we are to now. It almost seems like if you qualify for a max contract, you're getting it.
But here's the thing, though, Leroy. What sucks is that okay, these guys are allowed to get these max contracts, but the league should increase the salary cap because you can't have a player like you got Tatum and Brown making $60 million each, which they deserve.
Right.
But that's nearly 60% of your salary cap with those two players.
Vlad, the cap increase is built in with revenues. It has nothing to do with anything.
But it's not that much to the point where you can't get – like you have to trade other players and hope that you can develop some – first year, second year,
but
unsigned.
You have see the way the salary cap works in football and in basketball, it's basically revenue sharing. The players get a certain percentage. And,
yeah, in basketball, I think it's over half.
Right. So it's not if you go to an owner and say they need to increase the salary cap, they're going to say to you, "We're already giving up more than 50% for salaries." So. Like, you can't do – it's already set.
The only reason why I say that is because of the apron. That apron, there's
certain – That brings back to your original point as to why owners have done that, because they don't want to get big balled, right? They don't want to get to where a team and owners that are really rich say, I don't care. Because remember, there were teams paying $100 million.
Jay Williams was making this point yesterday, and he's saying that he's hearing from a lot of players that, like what Jalen Brunson just did, like a lot of owners are actually going to feel like, hey, what are you going to do? Like if you're Devin Booker and you're going to make $80 million a year,
what are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do to get us in a spot? Because we can't really do, and it's not his fault. Like I'm not begrudging Devin Booker.
Right, Devin Booker, I'm like, I did. I led you to a 2-0 lead.
Put it this way. In order to build a super team, in order to have that, you're going to need guys that like D-Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh all decide to come together and say, we're going to make this work. We're going to take less. We're not going to max you out, right, and make it work. Now, I'm not mad at a player that says, I want my money. But let's think of it. You say you got two guys – making $120 million of your team's salary cap. What if, while we all setting this up, I say, I can give three guys 50, right? Is somebody going to say, instead of 70, 75, I'll take $50 million, right? Like, that's kind of how it's going to have to work. Or you can do, like, OKC. Now, OKC is about to get in some trouble. But they got 2 or 3 years of young talent, and now all the contracts are up.
Yeah.
So now all them contracts are starting to kick in, them $50, $60 million contracts, and now they're going to have to make some decisions.
It comes fast. I mean, and that's why you can't even have a miss like the Heat had with Jovich, where you pay him $60, and it's like, well, geez.
But he's only making $20 a year.
Not even. But that's still, even still, like, those add up, like, what you have to pay him and Jaime and all those guys.
Right.
So, but I just... I don't disagree that Giannis has been a diva, and sure he has that he hasn't proven it okay, but also like, come on, dude, look at what that roster has been. Like,
it's time for Giannis It's time for Giannis to take his basketball career and just be an ass about it.
Yeah,
to be honest with you,
yeah, for sure.
I want to be here. Get me the hell out of here. I want to go here and ball, and then come here and have that pressure on you because you've been an ass, and then have to perform.
So Lana mentioned Giannis updates. So the draft, the NBA, the first round is Tuesday night. This is very close. What's your gut tell you, Crowder? By Tuesday night, is Giannis Antetokounmpo a member of the Miami Heat?
I hate that you asked me my gut. No. No. If you miss on whale over and over and over and over again, I start to doubt the harpoon. I don't think we get Giannis.
Let me read you something from Ira Winderman before you say that. I was going to get to this later, but as long as you say if you miss on whale after whale. Ira had a question in the Ask Ira column. Ira, going back to your story, plenty of teams missed out on players and free agency and trades. The Heat were the only team to get Shaquille O'Neal in a trade while he still had something left in the tank. And don't forget the madness when they chased LeBron James. They wanted Jimmy Butler. They got him. They wanted Kyle Lowry. They got him. They wanted Terry Rozier. They got him. Doesn't mean it always works out, just like Giannis Antetokounmpo might not work out. And this is what Ira says. Fair points. The problem is that several of the Heat's pursuits were so public that there was a sense of failure when the chased player was not acquired. That included Pat Riley face-to-face with Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard's agent saying he only wanted to play in Miami. Even the Jimmy Butler chase was highly public, with the Heat issuing a statement while Jimmy was still with Minnesota that they were out of the chase. The following season, he was a member of the Heat. So there are plenty of hits. There are plenty of harpoons that have landed in whales. There are also some high-profile misses. But just remember, as Ira's kind of pointing out there, if the Heat miss on Kevin Durant, so did 30 other teams.
Yes. Yes. But, Hawk, I got Shaq, what was that, 04? Whale. Went and got the big three together. We know what that was. We were down here 2 out of 4 championships, went to the championship 4 times. Got 2 whales. Kyle Lowry and Terry Rozier should not be in this conversation.
Well, don't skip over Jimmy Butler there. Don't just do that. Don't just
Jimmy
skip
Butler
over
Jimmy. Jimmy Butler is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, that's fine, but he led you to 2 NBA finals. Like, you can't just pretend like that one doesn't count, and then you're going to go over to Kyle Lowry and Terry Rozier to demean the front office. I'm just saying, let's keep it fair.
I'm not saying demean, but Solana, they're on the level of LeBron and Shaq.
That's not what I'm saying, but we're talking about using the harpoon, and we're talking about talent acquisition, landing and missing on talent. And Jimmy Butler deserves to be mentioned as one of the players that was landed by this front office.
Yes. You're a fisherman, Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
You're fishing for LeBron, Shaq,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler.
Them are big boys. Them are marlin, sailfish, wild.
You gotta
those
use
are the
same
big boys.
Equipment to reel those in.
Yeah.
You may not use that particular reel for Kyle Lowry.
Then I catch a catfish. I'm upset.
But Kyle Lowry,
if I have marlin equipment on, if I have equipment on to catch a marlin and catch a catfish, Hawk, I'm upset.
Is there a difference between the two?
There's a big difference between LeBron, Shaq, and Kyle Lowry and Terry Rozier. I'm saying the Damian Lillard thing upset me. The KD thing, which we've been in that talks all the time, upset me. Like, we're throwing harpoons. We need to hit whales. You can catch a... You can swim down and pick up a catfish. They're dumb. You have to harpoon a whale. I want to harpoon whales.
Based on all that, though, you do not believe the Heat will end up with Giannis?
I don't.
You think he's going to end up in Boston or staying in Milwaukee or surprise team?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Shaq came here to play with Wade. We heard the stories that during the Olympics, Dwayne Wade recruited LeBron and Chris Bosh, and they already had the deal done. Pat just had to work it out. I think Dwayne Wade had a lot to do with those acquisitions. I don't know if Bam's doing all that. I don't know if Bam has the cachet to bring guys here.
So Pat Riley, in your mind, doesn't get credit for landing LeBron James after you gave him credit for using the harpoon for Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron James. Now you're going to say, oh, this isn't going to happen. not because I think there's another team that's involved that actually can outbid the Miami Heat. It's because Dwayne Wade actually did all the heavy lifting for the Miami Heat front office. I got you, Crowder.
Well, okay, what's the story, though, Solana? What's the story about the big three? How did the big three get worked out?
Like, everyone knows that the three of them had talked and wanted to play together. That's fair.
I'm not saying that Dwayne Wade didn't help in bringing LeBron James to Miami, but to all of a sudden now just say, yeah, the Heat aren't getting Giannis Antetokounmpo because the reality is their biggest fish was actually just a Dwayne Wade thing, and which is just such a lame cop-out by Heat fans who just want to throw Riley under the bus all the time.
Wait a second. You think he could have gotten LeBron here without Wade being here?
The point of saying that Dwayne Wade was a huge, huge reason LeBron came here. Obviously, they were good friends, and Dwayne Wade made the team that much better. Absolutely. But who had the vision 2 years prior to that to actually alleviate the cap space in the summer prior to 2010 free agency? Dwayne Wade has talked about this with Pat Riley sitting down one-on-one where he said, hey, the best you could do was Jermaine O'Neal, my prime season after I was the scoring champ. And Pat Riley said,
you're diminishing Wade's ability to attract talent here. Like,
I'm not. I'm not.
Well, but because they're not, both important.
You're taking
us amping up Wade as a knock to Pat. Pat had a lot to do with it. He worked out the cap. He did all that. But Wade put those teams together. It is well documented.
No, it is not well documented.
Solana, they talked about it as men sitting at dinner during the Olympics that they're going to get together in Miami because Wade was here. If Wade was in Sacramento, we do not get LeBron James and Chris Bosh, do we? If Wade's in Sacramento, do we get LeBron James and Chris Bosh?
You don't know that. And Dwayne Wade.
Solana.
Dwayne Wade is on record. You're not going to tell me about what Dwayne Wade did or did not say. He's on record saying, we didn't know. Up until the decision, he watched it live. We didn't know. He and Chris Bosh, who announced their decision 3 days prior to the decision.
But they weren't in the blind. They had talked about it. They knew they made it possible for LeBron to make the decision. They had told LeBron, we can all play together. They had even talked about playing together in Chicago. They didn't know up until he made the actual decision if he was going to leave Cleveland or not. But neither did Pat Riley. So
they all agree to take a pay cut.
This is well documented, Solana. I'm not counting it against Dwayne Wade, by the way. I'm not saying that Dwayne Wade had nothing to do. I'm saying it was both of them. But to all of a sudden say, I don't think the Miami Heat are going to land Giannis Antetokounmpo because you know what? It was actually Dwayne Wade who got LeBron James to Miami and who built the big three.
Okay, then let me ask you.
It's folly.
Tuesday night, is Giannis Antetokounmpo a member of the Miami Heat?
No, I don't think he is. No, I do. And it's because of the second question that you asked Crowder, which is where will he go? And I think the Milwaukee Bucks set a timeline. I think it benefits them to abide by said timeline, which is the NBA draft, because they can get more capital and they can pick another player in the lottery by trading with a lottery team. The Miami Heat are 13th overall in the lottery. And I think the Heat not only have the best offer, I think it's the best situation for Milwaukee right now compared to any other team. Because I truly believe the Boston Celtics thing is just smoke. That's all I think it is.
It's possible. Smoke.
So I
just know that we're running out of time. Tuesday night's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah.
And again, self-imposed deadline by the Bucks. Nothing has to be done by Tuesday night if they don't want. They lose some of their ability to figure out who they want with the 13th pick if that's exactly what's going to happen. But they also, I read something from Brian Windhorst this morning, who said they're just not thrilled with the offer that they're getting. So, we'll see.
They need to get on a banana boat together. But Bam, I don't think Bam's going to let Giannis rub his chest on his back.
Trae Young is opting out in Washington, and then he's expected to sign a big deal for many years with the Wizards. But I think there's still the possibility that maybe the Heat swoops in if they don't feel like they're getting Giannis. But looks like Trae Young is going to be in Washington.